Welcome to Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The center fielder, Oscar Mercado. Batting third. The designated hitter, Carlos Santana. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jordan Luplow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jake Bowers. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Greg Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Carlos Carrasco. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lourie Garcia. Batting second. The third baseman, Joaquin Moncada. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Yonder Alonso. Batting fifth. The catcher, James McCann. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eloy Jimenez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carlos Sanchez. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Charlie Tilson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Manny Banuelos. And now, play ball. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindor hits a fly ball towards right. Tilson is there to make the catch. One out. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mercado strikes out swinging. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santana hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Banuelos covering, and Santana is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garcia hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Garcia is out. One out. Joaquin Moncada is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Moncada strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Abreu hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Abreu is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Luplow hits a fly ball towards center. Garcia makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards right. Tilson is there to make the catch. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kipnis hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Kipnis is safe at second with a double. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Perez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alonso hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Alonso is safe at second with a double. James McCann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCann hits a ball towards short. Lindor can't make the play in time. McCann gets a base hit. Alonso moves to third. Eloy Jimenez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jimenez hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Jimenez is safe at second with a double. Alonso scores. McCann scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson strikes out swinging. One out. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sanchez hits a fly ball towards center. Mercado makes the catch for the out. Jimenez moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tilson hits a line drive towards second. Kipnis makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bowers strikes out swinging. One out. Greg Allen batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Allen hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lindor is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Lindor is on with a walk. Allen moves to second. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mercado is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercado is hit by the pitch. Allen moves to third. Lindor moves to second. Mercado is on first. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Allen scores. Lindor scores. Mercado moves to third. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santana moves to second. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up towards second. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kipnis hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Moncada makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Leury García is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. García is 0-for-1 in the game. García strikes out swinging. One out. Joarn Moncada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moncada is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncada hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0-for-1 in the game. Abreu hits a ground ball towards short. Lindor throws to second to get Moncada. Abreu is on first. Two outs. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alonso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alonso hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. Abreu scores. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. James McCann is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCann hits a pop-up towards second. Kipnis drops the ball. McCann reaches on the error. McCann is on first. Eloy Jimenez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jimenez hits a fly ball, foul, near the right field line. Luplow is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Perez is on with a walk. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowers hits a pop-up beyond short. Anderson gets back and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Anderson is out. One out. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tilson is 0 for 1 in the game. There goes Sanchez. The throw from Perez, and he's caught stealing. Tilson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lindor hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. One out. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mercado is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mercado strikes out swinging. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Santana hits a fly ball towards center. Garcia makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Leury García is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. García is 0 for 2 in the game. García hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. García is safe at second with a double. Joarn Moncada is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Moncada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moncada hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Moncada is out. García moves to third. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 2 in the game. Abreu hits a line drive towards left field. Allen makes the catch for the out. García scores. That's a sacrifice fly. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Yonder Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. That is ball 4. Alonso is on with a walk. James McCann is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Alonso. The throw from Perez, and he's caught stealing. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards left. Jimenez makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kipnis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kipnis hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Evan Marshall replaces Manny Banuelos as pitcher. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCann strikes out swinging. One out. Eloy Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jimenez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Jimenez moves to second. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a line drive deep towards center. Mercado makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tilson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bowers is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowers hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Bowers is out. 1 out. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball towards right. Tilson is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lindor hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Lindor is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lourdes Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Joan Moncada is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Moncada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moncada strikes out swinging. 1 out. Dan Otero replaces Carlos Carrasco as pitcher. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abreu is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Garcia scores. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Yonder Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alonso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alonso hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. 2 outs. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCann softly hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and McCann is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Aaron Bummer replaces Evan Marshall as pitcher. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mercado is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mercado hits a ground ball towards the mound. Bummer throws to first, and Mercado is out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Santana strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Luplow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Luplow hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Luplow is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eloy Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jimenez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jimenez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Ryan Cordell pinch runs for Eloy Jimenez batting 6th. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Anderson is out. Cordell moves to second. 1 out. Yalmer Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Cordell scores on an error by Allen. It's 8-3, White Sox. Charlie Tilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tilson is 0-3 in the game. Tilson hits a fly ball towards left. Allen makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lourey Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Sanchez, and he's safe at third with a stolen base. Lourey Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Sanchez scores. It's 9-3, White Sox. Lourey Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Garcia hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Joarn Moncada is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moncada is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moncada hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Moncada is safe at second with a double. Garcia scores. It's 10-3, White Sox. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Abreu softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Abreu is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jace Fry replaces Aaron Bummer as pitcher. Charlie Tilson moves from right fielder to left fielder. Ryan Cordell moves from pinch runner to right fly. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Ramirez is safe at second with a double. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kipnis hits a fly ball towards right. Cordell is there to make the catch. 1 out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Perez is on with a walk. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bowers is 0-3 in the game. Bowers hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Bowers is out. Ramirez moves to third. Perez moves to second. 2 outs. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ground ball towards short. Anderson is there, but bobbles the ball. Allen reaches on the error. Ramirez scores. Perez moves to third. Allen is on first. It's 10-4, White Sox. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Lindor is on with a walk. Allen moves to second. Jose Ruiz replaces Jace Fry as pitcher. Oscar Mercado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mercado is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mercado is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago.